This is the recording for Aeneid, Book 1, lines 12 through 22. Urps antiqua fuit, there was an ancient city. Tyrii tenuere coloni, the Tyrian colonists held it. The biggest problem with this line is the tenuere, which is not a present infinitive, that'd be tenere. When you see what looks like a perfect stem with an ere, it is a shortened version of the they form. So tenuere is actually a shortened version of tenuerunt. So another example of that would be dixere is a shortened of dixerunt. So again, the first line is, there was an ancient city, the Tyrian colonists held it. Carthago, now they give you the name, Carthage. Contra Italiam, facing or opposite Italy, and the Tiberina que Ostia, in the mouths of the Tiber, longe, at a distance. Dives opum, rich in resources, rich in power. Studiisque asperima belli, and very fierce, not just fierce, but asperima, very fierce in the pursuits of war. Quam unam, which one? So these are feminine because it's going back to Carthage, the city, which is all feminine. So you could say which one city. Juno fertur, Juno is said. Now you need to go to your infinitive, is said to what? Coluisse, to have cherished. Magis omnibus terris, more than all the lands. Post habita Samo, with Samos esteemed less. And this is a really important point because Samos was where she was born, where she was married. It's pretty much the center of her worship, and yet she loves Carthage more. So far from 12 to the middle of 16, there was an ancient city. The Tyrian colonists held it, Carthage, facing Italy and the mouths of the Tiber at a distance, wealthy in resources and very fierce in the pursuits of war, which one, Juno, is said to have cherished more than all the lands with Samos esteemed less. Hic ilius arma, hic curus fuit. All right, so here, the hic has the macron, so it's here, not this man. So here were her weapons. Here was her chariot. Dea, yam tum tenditque fuetque, the goddess already then extends and cherishes that. Okay, so those are your head verbs, and you're looking for hoc regnum esse, that's your indirect statement. She extends and cherishes that this kingdom, esse, is or would be gentibus for the peoples. Si qua fata sinat, if any fates allow. Then for this next part, you start with sed enim, but indeed. And your main verb is audierat, she had heard. Well, what had she heard? That's your head verb, and now you're looking for accusatives with infinitives. So she had heard that progenium, a sanguine Troiano duci, that an offspring from Trojan blood was being let out. Or you could say that an offspring was being led from the Trojan blood. Either way, this offspring that she has heard about comes from the Trojan line. But indeed, she had heard that an offspring was being led from Trojan blood. Quae olim, which one day, vertueret Tyrius Arces, might overthrow the Tyrian arches. And then we continue with another indirect statement. What else had she heard? That hinc populum laete regem, that this people ruling widely, belloque superbum, and arrogant in war, venturum excidio Libiae, would come for the destruction of Libya. And one more thing that she had heard, sic vore Parcus, that thus unrolled the parkas. And remember, the unrolled part is just because the Fates were the ones that measured out, or they wove the thread, measured out the thread, and cut the thread. So this is like the thread of life unrolling here. All right, whole thing again from line 12 to 22. There was an ancient city. The Tyrian colonists held it, Carthage. Facing Italy and the mouths of the Tiber at a distance, wealthy in resources and very fierce in the pursuits of war. Which one, Juno is said to have cherished more than all the lands, with Samos esteemed less. Here were her weapons, here was her chariot. The goddess already then extends and cherishes that this kingdom would be for the peoples, if any fates allow. But indeed she had heard that an offspring was being led from Trojan blood, which one day might overthrow the Tyrian arches, that this people ruling widely and arrogant in war would come for the destruction of Libya that thus unrolled the Parcus.